Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
Big Screen, Little Screen is back. Susie joins me to find out what we can watch and get us up to date. Susie, I believe that you're taking us out of the cinema to start off with this week.
G'day, Kat. Happy New Year. We're back. I'm taking you to the cinema.
Oh,
you got to put your jacket on. You got to head out today.
All right, I'm ready. Let's buy the too expensive popcorn. We are going to see The Banshees of Inisherin. Tell me a little bit about this. A great cast.
Yeah, this one is amazing. This one is at cinemas. You can go and see it right now. It's set in 1923. Irish musician Colm suddenly and without explanation, he begins to ignore his long-life friend and drinking buddy, Páirc. Páirc can't accept the sudden silent treatment and harasses Colm for answers. And what follows is the hilarious and really sad, desperate attempt for a friendship to be saved. Colm is played by Brendan Gleeson and Páirc is played by Colin Farrell. And it is supported by an amazing cast with interesting characters such as Páirc's sister, the sinister policeman and his dim-witted son, the landlord of the pub, as well as a donkey. Oh, and we can't forget the fingers.
Let's have a quick look. Listen to a snippet from the trailer.
If you don't stop talking to me...
Colin!
And if you don't stop bothering me, I have a set of shears at home. And each time you bother me from this day on, I'll take those shears and I'll take one of my fingers off with them. And I'll give that finger to you until I have no fingers left. Does this make things clearer to you?
Not really, no.
Starting from now...
is dark. Imagine if one of your lifelong friends just said, every time you speak to me from now on, I'm going to cut off one of my own fingers. It's such a weird premise. And you would be very, very confused. I feel like I've seen this cast combination before, though.
Yeah, you've definitely seen them before. And you actually might have seen one of the films from this same director as well. So one of his previous films was In Bruges, and that starred Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson and was a big hit. Yeah, he also did Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And all of these films, they have a kind of similar style. It's called absurdist black humor, which I've worked out. It might be my favorite kind of black humor. I'm a big fan. So The Banshees of Inisherin was written specifically for Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson because they had such great chemistry in Bruges that the director wanted to bring them back again. And so he did for this one.
What did you think about it? What did the general public think about it as reviewed on Rotten Tomatoes?
Well, it's been praised. It's really receiving high praise. It got a 15-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival, the longest of last year. It had a 97% fresh score from Rotten Tomatoes. And on Rotten Tomatoes, it's been described as a finely crafted feel-bad treat. And I couldn't agree more. I watched this one on the last day of 2022, and I can safely say that it was my absolute favorite film of the year. It really is a must watch. I highly recommend it, Kat.
What praise, Susie. Your favorite film of 2022. If you have not already caught it, then what a way to start 2023 off. It is out at cinemas now. Go see it before it comes out of the cinema. And then you'll have to wait before it's on some streaming service somewhere. Yeah. Talking of a streaming service and what we can watch, let's head over to Sky Show for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, this is another great film that hit my top movies of 2022, and it's literally available for streaming on Sky Show. It follows a Chinese-American immigrant family who are being audited by the IRS. While they're at the IRS offices, Evelyn, the mother, is met by her husband from the Alphaverse, and Evelyn discovers that there are parallel universes that exist because every life choice that we make creates a new alternative universe. Evelyn jumps from many universes just basically to find her way home to her family. And like I say, this one is available on Sky Show now.
Visually, this one is really stunning. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
The universe.
He speaks of senseless things.
Is so much bigger than you realize.
There is no way I am the Evelyn you are looking for.
Every rejection, every disappointment has led you here to this moment.
distract you from it.
I think maybe there's some beautiful messaging somewhere in there of how whatever we do and whatever we go through, there is some sort of reason behind it. And well, you know, whether it's true or not, it's a beautiful message and it might help us on the daily to believe such a thing. Everything Everywhere All at Once is on Sky Show now. Also, we had a quick look at the Banshees of Inisherin and, well, Susie rates them both. Yeah. Thanks so much, Susie, for Big Screen, Little Screen this week.
You are welcome. Enjoy the movies, Kat. They're both really good ones. Go and see them.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.